Your Press TV news in brief: Saudi warplanes have pounded Sabra Valley in the town of Sahar in Yemen's northern Sada'a province. Earlier, multiple airstrikes in the same area reportedly left at least 11 people dead, including 8 children. A Saudi aerial bombardment began on March 26. It's claimed over 4,000 lives so far. The second-in-command of Yemen's Ansarullah movement has told Associated Press that the group will take part in upcoming UN-mediated negotiations. Mohammed al-Houthi is head of the Revolutionary Council led by the Ansarullah. He says fugitive former President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi is derailing the Geneva talks that are slated for June 14. Israeli warplanes have bombed Gaza Strip after midnight. Now reports say that one strike targeted the central Gaza Strip. Another attack pounded the southern city of Khan Yunis. Israel claims the attacks came after several rockets from Gaza landed in the occupied Palestinian territories. And now French telecoms company Orange says it plans to withdraw from Israel because of an Israeli operator's activities in the Palestinian territories. 5 non-governmental organizations and 2 unions in France say that Israeli operator partner has carried out human rights violations throughout Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Human Rights Watch has accused Jordan of not letting hundreds of Syrian refugees into the country. International rights organization says Jordanian authorities have severely restricted the movement of Syrian refugees since March by closing informal border crossings. Now, Oman insists its border is open for the Syrian refugees. British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country will keep training insurgents that are fighting the Syrian government. Cameron made the remark at a questioning session in the lower house of parliament. He said the training should continue no matter how long it takes. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has ordered external investigation into the allegations of sexual abuse of children by French and African soldiers in the Central African Republic. Now, children as young as 9 have testified that the soldiers sexually abused them in return for food and water. Greece says it still opposes some of the reform plans put forward by the EU and the International Monetary Fund. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras made the objection after a 4-hour meeting with the European Commission chief and the Eurogroup head in Brussels. And the Eurogroup chief says the talks were very constructive.